lined up and getting ready to go get on the bus?
Yes, we are.
So I just appreciate these few minutes out of your time here. Just a few things, so I know you're in a hurry. A quick recap on your thoughts on Thursday's matchup against Tennessee.
I thought we really fought. I thought we traveled. We played tough, and I thought we were not afraid. We were undaunted in our effort and our aggression. I got great minutes from little freshman Daniel Robinson. Got obviously a big game from Courtney and from Ashley, and we're going to keep getting better. And you know, with 4 minutes left in the game, we're right there. And with 30 seconds left in the game, we're right there, ball in our hand, a chance to win. So I'm very proud of our kids.
Now, after the game, after Thursday's game, I ask you this question, and I'm going to ask it again, since I assume you've had a chance to look at the game film tape, whatever it is now, video or whatever. What did you see in that last play that the team ran, and what would you have done differently?
Well, we had a play called, obviously. We had a set play called, and they threw a little soft press, and Jenna got the ball out of her hand against the press and couldn't get it back, and we didn't return it to her. And about we had plenty of time to still run the play that we had called, and about 9 seconds left, AT lost control of the ball, and it was impossible to call a timeout on a loose ball. So we were kind of stuck right there. And, you know, if I had to do it over again, as soon as Jenna passed it out of her hand, I probably would have called a timeout so we could inbound it and get it back to her. But that's just stuff that young players will get better at. And as we get deeper into the season and have an opportunity to rehearse situations, we'll make that play next time.
And I guess I should, for people who are listening, let everyone know that the Sooners are headed to Cancun, Mexico, but not for a vacation. You guys have two games later this week, one against Arizona State and one against Mississippi State. So just talk about the upcoming games.
Well, Arizona State's the number 12 ranked team in the country, and they're very good. We watched them play against North Carolina. They're deep. They run a lot of guards in and out. They have a 6'6 center. And we played them on the heels of two road trips and on the heels of play number 4 and number 1. So this may be our toughest game to date. Mississippi State is ranked in the top 5 in the SEC. They're getting votes for the top 25 in the country. They're talented. They're aggressive. They're athletic. So won't either one of these games be a cakewalk in Cancun. Both will be very, very challenging.
Have you, I guess, during all this travel time, thought yourself even for a minute, what have I got myself into?
Absolutely not. Not for one single second.
And why is that? What do you hope to team benefits from all these tough games early?
Our team is growing up and learning. You saw the improvement yourself from the North Carolina game against Maryland to the Tampa game against Tennessee. Just being on the floor with talented, experienced teams like that forces you to raise your level of play. It exposes all of your weaknesses, gets your attention, makes you aware of exactly what you have to do in terms of execution and effort to be one of the top 4 teams in the country to end up playing where we all want to end up playing in the spring. And I think it will be worth its weight in gold, both mentally and physically, as we get into Big 12 play in January and February.
I want to shift gears just a little bit. Sooners announced signing 2 players last week, and just talk about the 2 players that are now Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, we're very, very excited about Whitney Hand and Jasmine Hartman, both terrifically talented guards. Whitney is a 6-foot, 2-guard, 3-guard. She can play whatever you need her to play. She can really, really shoot the basketball. She's a voracious offensive rebounder. She plays hard. She is smart. She is a communicator on the floor. And she may be as prepared for college basketball as any kid we've ever had. Jasmine Hartman, we feel like we won the lottery with that one. We found her late. She didn't play her junior year in high school because of a knee injury. Left-handed penetrator, creator, who can also shoot the 3, is at her best in the open court, finding the open guy. Great vision and great ability to deliver. I think has a chance to be a lockdown defender, as a shot blocker, really athletic kid, about 5'11". And both of those guys we add to the team that we have right now, which doesn't lose a single player.
Now, Jasmine is from Houston. You know, she's at currently at Baylor High School, and I first saw her play years ago, and well, years ago, she was a freshman, and I really thought she had a chance to be a special type player. So, if you don't mind, describe how you and the coaching staff, I guess, learned about her.
Well, Chad Thrillkill, one of my assistants, saw her at a shootout, and we had her on a lift back when she was younger, but she got hurt, and we never got to see her to follow up because she was injured, and so she was, we didn't know what happened to her, where she was. He saw her at a shootout, remembered the name, watched her for a little bit, fell in love with her, called me, asked me what I thought about getting another point guard, because obviously we have Jenna and Danielle, said it depends on how good she is. He said, well, I want you to see her. I think she's really, really got a chance to be special. So I flew down to Houston the very next week and watched her at her high school. Fell in love with the way that she loves to play basketball, the way that she competes, and her attitude toward the game and toward improvement. Fell in love with her skill level. Had her up here for an official visit the next weekend, and she committed. And that's just really the way it went. I mean, we just feel very, very fortunate. We got in before a lot of people had a chance to see her, and I think she was as excited about us as we were about her.
Well, that's what I heard. She's very excited and looking forward to playing for you and all the Sooners fans for, you know, the next 4 years up there in Oklahoma. Well, one last question. You know, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, so have you or the team already celebrated Thanksgiving and going to do it in Cancun? How's it going to work?
No, we'll do it as a family in Cancun together. It may not be the traditional turkey and dressing, but we will celebrate together there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.